Title: A Look into DOJ's Current Corporate Criminal Enforcement Landscape. Content: At the Global Investigations Review Annual Meeting in New York on September 21, 2023, Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General Marshall Miller, delivered remarks that provide an invaluable glimpse into the Department of Justice, DOJ's, current and forthcoming priorities and initiatives on corporate criminal enforcement. Miller's remarks shed light on various key areas of DOJ's enforcement focus, including DOJ's continued encouragement of voluntary self-disclosure and increasing attention towards safeguarding national security interests. Miller also emphasized DOJ's commitment to consistency, predictability, and transparency in its corporate enforcement work, with an aim that such commitment will help companies better predict outcomes for certain criminal violations and implement robust compliance programs to prevent criminal prosecution. Emphasis on voluntary self-disclosure. DOJ continues to prioritize incentivizing companies to self-disclose criminal misconduct. Indeed, as Miller put it, DOJ is placing a new and enhanced premium on voluntary self-disclosure. In line with this effort and to promote consistent application, earlier this year on February 22, DOJ announced its new single voluntary self-disclosure, VSD, policy adopted by and effective across all 94 U.S. attorneys' offices. 1. Through its new VSD policy, DOJ also now defines precise requirements for a company to obtain a presumption of a declination by self-reporting. This is even available for companies with what Miller called aggravating circumstances. Miller highlighted Corsa Coal Corporation, Corsa, as an example of DOJ making good on its VSD policy. Corsa received a declination despite engaging in bribery to secure $143 million in coal contracts in an Egyptian state-owned company. Corsa's timely and voluntary self-disclosure, cooperation, remediation, and disgorgement of profits played a crucial role in its favorable outcome. Miller noted, because Corsa stepped up and owned it, it received a declination, highlighting a lesson for all companies seeking a declination from the DOJ. Companies hoping for a declination with the DOJ should heed that self-reporting is not the end-all be-all, but rather only the first step in the process. Meaningful cooperation, including providing helpful information about the individual wrongdoers involved, and investing in an effective compliance program to detect and fix misconduct, must also be demonstrated. DOJ intends for the VSD policy to provide clearer requirements for self-reporting and benefits for companies who take advantage of the policy and timely self-report. DOJ reports seeing early significant returns on this new policy, with many companies self-disclosing, resulting in investigations. 2. However, as DOJ admits, a full assessment of the effectiveness of the VSD policy is still premature. Only time will tell how successful and lenient the policy will be for corporations looking to earn credit by self-disclosing. The calculus of voluntary disclosure may have shifted, but it is still too early to tell whether the shift is material for companies facing that difficult decision. Self-disclosure in mergers and acquisitions, M&A, a DOJ self-disclosure policy within the M&A context is in the works. Miller noted that the DOJ understands the importance of not discouraging companies with strong compliance programs from acquiring companies with histories of misconduct, especially when the acquiring companies engaged in careful pre-acquisition and post-acquisition due diligence and remediation of such misconduct. Currently, the Criminal Division's corporate enforcement policy offers the possibility of a declination for misconduct discovered during the pre- or post-acquisition due diligence. This development is particularly potentially significant for private equity firms, serial acquirers of companies. Such firms may do well to enhance their due diligence programs, depending, of course, on the policy's final terms. Miller referenced a December 2022 declination for Safran SA, an acquiring company that voluntarily self-disclosed bribery misconduct of its acquired companies, cooperated and remediated the misconduct. That company secured a declination with disgorgement. DOJ anticipates extending this approach across the board for M&A transactions, with an emphasis on the critical importance of the compliance functi.